We are learning Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph Eisvei. Rabba just told us a new chiddush that even though we know that you cannot give a charesha as chalitza, but Rabba says if the kedushin in the first place with the charesha is only the rabbanon, which means she was a charesha all her life, charesha is miyakara, and they got married, and then she falls to the brother, then you could do chalitza, because since she was nichnas beremiza, she could go out with chalitza also. That was Rava's chiddush. And the Gemara is going to have a few questions from the Mishnayos later on Rava's halacha. Eisvei Abaya, the chareshas mikar bat chalitza. He's saying someone who is a chareshas when she got married, he's telling me that she is a bat chalitza. But I'll prove you not like that. Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah later on. It says, Shnei Achim, two brothers, Echa Bekech Vecherish. One's a Bekech, one's a Cherish. Nistu and Shnei Nachriyos. They are married to two Nachriyos, two women who are not sisters, Echas, Pikachas, Vachas, Chereshes. So, Meis Cherish, Baal Chereshes, we have here a Cherish married to Chereshes, and the other brother is married, is a Bekech, and married to Pikachas. They marry the same type. So what happens if the Cheresh, Baal HaCheresh, dies without children? So the Chereshes, which is only a Kedushin Rabbanon, falls to the brother, to Bekech. Ma Yasa Bekech, Baal Bekachas, Koinis, he does Yibam, Ve'rotz L'hoitzi Yoitzi, then he give a get. And why can he even give a get? Because it's the whole Kedushin Rabbanon, that's for sure that you could give a get. That's Pashut. But it sounds like you can't give Chalitza. Why can't you give Chalitza? Because she is a Cheresh, a Chereshes, a Chereshes can't accept Chalitza. Meis Bekech Baal Pekachas, if the opposite, if the one who was well died and his wife who's married him, the Raisa, forced Yibam to the Cheresh, Ma Yasa Cheresh Baal Chereshes, Koinis Veinam Oitzi, he could do Yibam, but he can never give her a get because he's not a Bardas, he can't give her a get, and this is condition the Raisa, the Zika's the Raisa, Veinam Oitz Loilam, he can't be Moitzi. So what does it say in the Raisha? That if Meis Cheresh Baal Chereshes, the halacha is that all the Bekech could do is be kindness, and then he gives a get. But they can't give Chalitza. L'chayra, why not? Maila, b'chareshes mi'ikara. We're talking about this Isha was always a chareshes, and therefore was never a kedushin d'oraisa. So v'ktani, kindness, it says you have to do Yibam in Chalitza. You can't give Chalitza, why not? If you're Rava, you give Chalitza, the Kasha Rava. Rava says, loy, b'bekachas v'achmas chareshes. We're talking about a case here where it was Kedushin the Raisa because she was a Bekachas, became a Cheresh afterwards, and therefore you have to be kindness. Because you can't give Chalitza, because you can't give Chalitza to Chereshes. If be Cheresh in the car, you can give Chalitza, but according to Rabba. But Rabba will say, here we're talking about Bekachas, Ba'akach Mascharasha. So let's try bringing all right. Tell Shema, Shnei Achim, Pichim, Mesun, Shnei Nachriyos. Two Achim, both brothers are well, and they married two Nachriyos, two women who are not sisters, Achas, Bekachas, Ba'akach Chereshes. One was okay, one was Chereshes. Mace, Bekech Bachareshes. If the Bekech Bachareshes dies, Mayas the Bekech Bachareshes. What does the Bekech do now with the one that falls to even to her? Her is only the Rabbanon diga kedushin to the brother. So what does he do? He can't give her chalitza because she's a chareshes. So kindness, you do even. Here it's lights, here it's Bekech, you give a get. Here it's lights, you give a get. Meis Bekech. If the Bekech Bachareshes dies and the Bachareshes falls to him, Mayas the Bekech Bachareshes. What does he do? Oy chalitza miyav. You do chalitza or yibum. Why not? She's a bekech. She could do. She's well. She's not a cheresh. She could do chalitza yibam. Now in the reisha it says you have to be kindness. Why? Because she's a cheresh. She can't give a chalitza. My love, midahu bekech mekara. It's like he's a bekech mekara. Probably similar. His wife is a cheresh mekara. It's like we're talking about equal thing. Bekech to chereshes. He now me cheresh mekara. But tani kindness in chalitza says he can't do chalitza. Again, it's a kasha rabba. Rabba holds that if you cheresh mekara, so the whole kedushin was only with your rabban in the first place. You can do chalitza. And here you see, you can do chalitza. And the Gemara, no, no, the bekech is bekech miyikroi, and the chareshes was a bekech menasach chareshes maybe, bekechas menasach scharsha. So that's why you can't do chalitza. Eisvei, we have another question. Now, the following question, the halacha itself stims with Rabba. Just we want to prove over there from that it's the same Mishnah. So just like in this following case, when it says cheresh, it means cheresh mikara. It probably last two cases mean cheresh mikara also, and then it's back shner. Why in the previous two cases does it say dafka kindness not chalitza? So eisvei, shnei achim, two brothers, echa bekech vecheresh. One's bekech, one's a cheresh. As soon as they are chayes, they married two sisters. Echa bekech is after rashas. Means they married two sisters. The cheresh married a chereshes, and the pekech married a pekachas. Meis Cheres Bachareshes. If the Cheres Bachareshes died, which is all Kedushin the Rabbanon, Mayas Avikech Babakachas, nothing. Teisim Shemachais Isha. The one who felt the Yibam is his wife's sister. His wife is his real wife. So she goes out without anything. No Chalitza, no Yibam, no anything. Meis Bekech Babakachas, if the Bekech Babakachas dies, now that's a problem. Because now, there's the rice to Yibam falling to him, to the Cheres. And the problem is his wife has only married him to the Rabbanon. So my yasa cheres bachareshes, moitzis ish to beget, to give his wife a get, he give his wife a get because it's only the Rabbanon. The eishes achav asur leilam, and the one who forced the Yibam is asur forever. Why? He can't be kainasur because she's achais gurushasai. He's achais of his wife who's grusha, so he can't marry her, and he can't give her chalitza because he's possible chalitza. So she is asur leilam now. She's asur leilam. Now here, the halacha is good, but what are we talking when we say chareshes? We're talking about chareshes that was bekachas achan scharsha. Here we're talking about the cheresh and the chareshes here are someone who started off healthy and then became a cheresh. If that's the case, mimotzi mapik, you can't give a get to your wife. Let's say you have two people married, they both become deaf. So then they cannot use give a get because it's kedushin deraisa and you can't use a get. Mimotzi mapik, vatnan, nescharsha yoytzi. If Nischarsha, if she becomes a Chareshas, then and he's fine, he give a get. Nishtat is Loyotzi. If she becomes a Shaita Loyotzi because there's a problem of that you're not allowed to give a get to someone who is a Shaita, so Lina will get a minute Hefker, and she doesn't know how to watch herself. Like upon him, Nishtat is Loyotzi. And then it says, Nischarsh, who, on Nishtat, if he becomes crazy, who he becomes deaf, Loyotzi Alamis, he can't give a get. So obviously, this part of the Mishnah, it says that he can give a get. Obviously, we're talking about someone who is a cheresh meikara. It's not a kedushin deraisa in the first place, and that's why you give a get. So, elav a cheresh meikara. Umedahu a cheresh meikara. If he's a cheresh meikara, he's not a cheresh meikara. His wife's also a cheresh meikara. Umedachayis cheresh meikara. If the case of achayis was this case, it's talking about cheresh meikara. The first two cases also nachriyas not a cheresh meikara. V'tan gam nachriyas before it says kainis in chayles loy. It says only could do it if it's knisa. In the case before, for example, the case where mace. The mace cheres bal chereshes, so it says ma yase bekeach bal pekachas is kindness, and he can't give chalitza. Why can't he give chalitza if the whole thing is cheres meikara? If you're talking about cheres meikara, according to Rabbah, it should work. And how do we know about cheres meikara? Because this mishnah here, which is a continuation of that mishnah by a chayis, it has to be talking about the cheres meikara. Because all the cheres meikara, they were about to give a get. So if this is cheres meikara, that's cheres meikara, then you're shver kindness in chalitz loy ishtik. He was quiet. This was Abaye's kasha to Rabbi, and it was quiet. Ki also came to Rav Yosef. He came to Rav Yosef. Amulei netas to be kasha. My time toisim maha. Why do you ask me here? The yochel shnuyelach. I can answer you. Achoyis charoshois. The case of achoyis charoshois mikar nachrius prikas v'achagnes charshu. The yochel shnuyelach. Achoyis charoshois mikara. The achayos are charoshos mikara, like you said, because not we won't even get. That's the third case. The first two cases, which are nachriyos, pikachas on scharsh. Don't worry, pikachas on scharsh. That's what you did there. You cannot give chalitza because there she was married to Raisa. Which means not every case is the same. Just because the first two cases are charoshos mikara doesn't mean the third case is just because the first two cases are pikachas vachan scharsh doesn't mean the third case is like that. The third case is chareshes mikara, and the first two are pikachas vachas scharsha. So that wouldn't be a kasha. You get out of that kasha. But I'm going to tell you now a kasha. Rav Yosef says that in the same case, it's proven that it has to be chareshes mikara, and still is no chalitza. Ella baylo chusui maha. You have to ask from this part of the Mishnah. All these are mishnayis later on in the beginning of Perek Cheresh Shenasa. So it says already like this. Shnei achim charoshim, nesuyin shtei achoyis pichos. You have two brothers who are not a badass, they're deaf. Nesuyin shtei achoyis pichos. Married two achoyis pichos, that's still the rabbanim. Shtei achoyis pichos, that's definitely the rabbanim. Shtei achoyis achas pichos, achas resh, is also the rabbanim. There's two brothers who are charoshim, and they're married to two sisters, no matter what they are. V'chein, the opposite case as well. Shtei achoyis charoshim, nesuyin shtei achim pichim. Two sisters that are deaf, they're married to two achim pichim, or shnei achim charoshim, or shnei achim echim kev acheresh, hare elu peturais, min achalitza, min ayivim. The halacha is that if one of them die, they fall to even to the other one, it's part of the chalitza v'yivim. What's the reason? Because they're all the same level of kedushin, and it's a sister. And if a sister falls to yivim, it's achayis ishtoi. So all the same level, and therefore, The halach is that there's no chalitza or yibam. But the mahayuna chriya, the not sisters, and one of them died, the okus drabanon, the halach is that they could be kindness. But you can't do chalitza. Why not? Because if one of them is a cheresh, you can't do chalitza. So if they're not chriyos, the halach is you can't do, you could do yibam, and rosh lahaytzi yetzi, you do a get afterwards. But you cannot do chalitza. So echidami. What's the case? Ilam pichim osayif nischarshu. If the they were pichim at the beginning, and then it became a cherish, which means a kedushin deraisa. Mi motzi mapik. If then you can't be motzi a kedushin deraisa with a get, vatanan or a yibun deraisa with a get, you can't do that. Vatanan nishtatus lo yotzi nischarshu nishtata lo yotzi alamis. If he becomes a cherish or shayta, he cannot give a get. So al karchach, we're talking about where the person giving a get over here is a cheresh mikara, lav a cheresh mikara. And with the hen cheresh mikara, if the man is a cheresh mikara, inu nami cheresh mikara. The women also cheresh mikara. V'ketali ma yinach riyais. You can't do, you have to yibum. You can't do, you can't do chalitza. V'tiyufta the rabba, tiyufta, the kashan rabba. That means rabba was mechadish, that when in case of kedusha d'rabbanon, you could do chalitza. Because the rabbanon, like, hey mamru, they said that you could have kedusha d'rabbanon. They're saying chalitza works even without kriya, even without reading, because it's only d'rabbanon. We prove from here it's not true. There's no chalitza. The masakin get, but no chalitza. We're not masakin chalitza. Akapanim, that's what comes out. Tiyufta the rabba, tiyufta. Now let's learn a little bit Gemara Vayta. It says in the Mishnah, Ketano v'chareshes, that were married to a bendas. And he's married to two women. Both are the rabbanans. One's a ketano, one's chareshes. So it says in the Mishnah that one of them is not, does not pater the other one. Ein bias achasem teretzerosa. And Pashas Pshat is, because we're not sure which one is his main wife. That's how our first Gemara learns. Om Rav Nachman. Ashka chatei l'Rav Ada ba'ahava v'l'Rav Chana chasnei. Rav Nachman says, I went and found Rav Ada ba'ahava and his son-in-law Rav Chana, the Yasvig of a Kaviyah Kvasa of a Shukid of Mudisa. They were sitting there in a gathering of Talmidim, saying, telling of a Torah to the Talmidim. Or they were asking kashas to each other. Actually, Rashi and Chumash, the parashat Vayechi, on the pasuk of Lo Yikas Amim, brings down this Gemara. Loshon Yikas, the loshon of that's Mekavu Akvasa. Here it means gathering. That's that the Rashi learns in Chumash. Akaponim, there was a gathering from this. They were talking. What were they saying? Amri, they were saying like this. Hadatan Ketanav Charesha Imbias Achas Ben Pateret Sarasa. That we said that if a Ben Das is married to Ketanav Charesha's, the halacha is a Bia one of them is not part of the other one. That's when it's married to Ochav Bekech. Lo yadina, we're not sure ibek tanichle, if it likes the tana better, ibek charesh nichle. And then Mark explains what would be the mile of either one. Ibek tanichle, the asa chaldea. We might say the tana is better because she's going to come to Ben Das. Or ibek charesh nicha, the gdoili, right now she's a gdoili, or bas bihi. The bia right now is better by a gdoili than a tana. So we're not sure which is the ikker wife, and therefore the yibum on one, we're not part of the other one. We're not sure which one's which, a suffix. But they said, "Avanof lo ma'ochav cheresh." If married to a cheresh, then vade becharesh is nichle. If she wants a cheresh, it's the bas bia. First of all, she's a bas bia and bas mina. She's the same type as him. Va'aminu anon. I said, "Rav Nachman, I said to them, no. I feel enough alei ma'ochav cheresh. Not misafkalei. It's also a safik. So I can put him as a safik, and you have to see what the eitz is. So Metz Hashem on the next year, the next staff, we'll learn what the eitz is, and we'll see Rav Chista has a different mahalach." And what's pshat? Why? Katana v'chareshes ein bias achas v'hem peteres chavrita.